Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lucio. Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, Prado, P-R-A-D-O, address is 775 Colusa Avenue, Oroville, California, 95965, phone 530-403-9245, ID is XXXX1799. 51-year-old male, date of birth 7/24/1970, married man, occupation, mechanic, Recology, Butte, Colusa County. Insurance is Blue Cross, operating engineers. Pharmacy is CVS Oroville. It's addressed to Dr. Benjamin Gilbert, MD. Ophthalmology, Chico, below that, Chico Eye Center, 605 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-895-1727. Dear Dr. Gilbert, there's a carbon copy to Dr. Rigoberto, R-I-G-O-B-E-R-T-O, Gutierrez, G-U-I-G-U-T-I-R-R-E-Z. Address is 2809 Olive Highway, Suite 370, Oroville, California, 95966-6131. Phone 530-538-9410. Fax 530-538-9411. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of suspected myasthenia gravis, subparagraph. Ophthalmological evaluation of bilateral ptosis. Dear Dr. Gilbert and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lucio Prado for neurological evaluation with a history of ptosis suspected myasthenia gravis. New paragraph, he doesn't give a history of generalized motor weakness. New paragraph, I saw him initially for neurological examination on April 23rd, 2022, with a reevaluation follow-up and electrodiagnostic testing on June 4th, 2022. New paragraph, his clinical neurological examination is within normal limits without evidence of any significant neuromuscular weakness or stiffness. New paragraph. His laboratory testing, finally accomplished at Valley Clinical Laboratory, showed no evidence of an elevated myasthenia antibody test and a negative MUSK test for pseudomyasthenia. New paragraph. On the other hand, his general laboratory studies were abnormal with an elevated TSH of 9.619, a relatively normal free T4 of 1.28, negative thyroid antibody study, reflex T4 on April 26th of 3.245. His hemoglobin A1C was also elevated at 7.5 with an average estimated glucose of 169. Lipid studies were within normal limits. New paragraph. His electrodiagnostic testing completed on June 4th, 2022, included right upper extremity motor nerve conduction studies with spinal evoked F-wave responses and repetitive nerve stimulation in the standard fashion. Subparagraph. The studies were completed and were and showed a slight latency delay of the median motor nerve at the wrist with a slightly reduced conduction velocity of 45 meters per second, parenthesis, expected greater than 50. The sensory nerve conduction study was also delayed at the wrist with a mildly reduced amplitude and slightly reduced total conduction velocity of 38 meters per second. The repetitive nerve stimulation was entirely unremarkable, showing no unusual decline or acceleration to suggest systemic myasthenia or pseudomyasthenia gravis. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical history and findings of bilateral ptosis not seen on reevaluation. New paragraph. Biochemical findings of diabetes and hypothyroidism. Negative laboratory testing for biomarkers for myasthenia or pseudomyasthenia. Next paragraph. Normal electrodiagnostic studies with no evidence of myasthenic response on repetitive nerve stimulation. Recommendations. I discussed Lucio's findings with him today, indicating that he can return to his primary care physician, Dr. Rigoberto Gutierrez, for further treatment of his diabetes and hypothyroidism, which I believe will most likely correct his findings, including the ptosis, for which he may be responsive to medication. New paragraph, should he have normalization of his findings with treatment, then I'm certain that he would be a good surgical candidate. And then signed respectfully with my professional signature.